a bookend for T.J. Watt. What did you think of the Ingram signing?
I think, legitimately, it's an excellent move. I think it's great strategically for the Steelers because while I think there will be snaps that he takes where he's lined up opposite of T.J. Watt, I think there are plenty of opportunities for a creative defensive coordinator to find a way to get Watt, Ingram, and Alex Highsmith on the field at the same time. Right. I think Ingram, if he showed anything in college and certainly through to the pros, he can play inside or out. I mean, I'm not saying that he needs to get down in a four-point stance over the nose guard, but he can crash into the A-gap. He can play inside, depending on the situation. I'm not saying that Vince Williams' job is in trouble or anything like that, but we saw Bud Dupree play heads up, play over the center in different situations last year and in the past. I think Ingram can do that. He brings kind of a sense of authority where he can crash into your guard or your center and blow up the line from the inside out. Now imagine if you put Highsmith and Watt on the edge and you've got your three linemen down the way that you normally would, Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt. Mm-hmm. If you have that set up with Ingram behind that, behind Alualu, who would be the nose tackle in that situation, you can come from anywhere with a lot of big guys that can move pretty fast, and T.J. Watt is one of them. That's a nasty defensive setup. I mean, I don't think there's a whole lot of teams that really could stop that consistently. It's situational. It's not something you would do every down. Mm-hmm. But Ingram is at the same time, if you put him out on the edge, Ingram is definitely a better run defender than Highsmith is. A young player in his own right who's going to continue to improve, and you're excited about that development. But Ingram brings a lot of things to a team that really could use kind of a versatile chess piece, you know, an inside out kind of pass rushing linebacker. I think they can get a lot of run out of him in a situation type of role, which I think is what they signed him to play.
He had a 4-year, $64 million deal with the Chargers that expired after the 2020 season. Why so long before anybody did sign him? I mean, I know he was banged up last year, but why so long? Because that's what kind of took me back a bit. I mean, he's the kind of guy you would think that if you're going to do this, you would have done it in June.
I think, and this is the kind of stuff that you never really know, but I think it's a combination of teams knowing that all the pandemic stuff, the salary cap jumping way below and coming back up, teams not having perhaps as much space as they're used to, just due to a lack of rollover space from the previous year. It drives the market down, perhaps artificially. And then you also have to factor, there really isn't much to gain from a veteran player like Ingram signing for minicamp. You know, I think if anything, Ingram signing a couple days ahead of training camp is probably more Ingram's choice than it is a team. If $4 million is what the final price was, let's say the $4 million would have gotten the deal done in June, the same as it would have in late July, Ingram's probably would have waited. You know, he doesn't really have much incentive to sign anywhere. He's going to kind of wait and field his offers. We just saw it today, Cam Akers of the Rams, a good young running back, right, tore his Achilles. He's out for the year. If that's an edge rusher, then at that point, Melvin Ingram's worth a lot more money, right, than what he just signed for the Steelers. So you're going to wait until the last possible minute if you are a valued commodity to see if there is an opportunity that drives his price up. And if there isn't, it's not like there isn't going to be, you know, a willing market for him. And I think that's really what it kind of came down to. The talent was definitely there. I think a team can justify saying, well, we're not going to pay you 5.5. We'll give you 4. Maybe give you some incentives. But overall, the need was there for the Steelers. Ingram needed the opportunity to get snaps and to get film. If he wants to capitalize on his ability, he's certainly a good player. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If he wants a chance to get one more big extension, he's going to have to show up and show out in a place like Pittsburgh, where they're going to rack up sacks. I mean, they've sacked the quarterback quite a bit over the last 5 years. They're going to do it again this year. So with that, I think it's the right place, it's the right opportunity, and they just kind of needed to wait on the price to reveal itself in the market. I think that's what happened.